The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everybody, it's Amanda Radke back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their rural communities to make agriculture and this country stronger. I'm reporting to you from Washington, D.C., where I'm advocating for farmers, ranchers, and landowners as it relates to certain provisions within the big, beautiful bill that could have some serious implications on your private property rights in the future. So stay tuned for updates on that. But before we get to that, we've got a special guest on the show today to talk about the world of Angus and what is going on in the Angus breed as we've made some interesting bedfellows, getting into some business partnerships with those who would seek to destroy us versus help the cattle industry as we see it. So Chris Earle, CK6 Consulting, Reverse Rocking Our Ranch, Bid on Beef, All American Angus Beef. He is a busy guy. He has literally traveled the globe this last month, sending a message. And that message is there's some interesting things going on with the American Angus Association right now. Before we get to that hot topic, though, Chris, I want to talk about a little bit of some CK6 sales that have just happened and are coming up. So let's do a quick market report on the Galaxy Beef sale that just took place here last weekend.
Yeah, with all this, Amanda, it's all good, right? I mean, it's all good. We're all fighting. This is what we do in rural America. You know, you fight for your position. You leverage the market to do that in order that you can get to the next day. And we're just coming off of a sale last Saturday, the Golden Era sale. We named it. Wes did a great job naming the offering. And we had some great consigners come together at Galaxy Beef in Macon, Missouri. And unique time of the year, right? I mean, we were kind of nervous about it being end of May. And that kind of thing. But I thought the way the offering came together, every class of cattle, really true breeders, I think, that are really looking to access the market for what they own. And I thought it was, you know, as we walked into it and you and I had these discussions and with Wes, I thought it was going to be the truest test of a market that we could get to. And man, what a market it is. You know, so we had, you know, plus 90 live females, close to $9,800 a head. You know, we had a fantastic female, young female, sold for $225,000 for two-thirds interest to Lancaster Genetics out of Tennessee. Billy and his wife were putting together a fantastic lineup of donors. They added another piece. He's very aggressive. I mean, and that's just the way everything looks in this market, you know, and it's just where, you know, I love to deal with aggressive people. And so that was great. You know, all the consigners had a great day. You know, it started hot and it just stayed solid all day. You know, we had probably 70, 80 people in the seats, I think, registered buyers. And then Amanda, we had 200 on DV auction. They've been a great partner. And we had 200 online. And my goodness, it was just one of those days you just pace because it was, you could feel it in the air and you could see it, kind of feel it coming. And the market held true. And that was great. Galaxy Beef were a great host family there. And they had a great offering as a nucleus of the offering. And man, there's a lot of programs, including them, that went to another level in the eyes of the market. So that was exciting, which leads us into really what has been a mainstay of our summer and that's the Bald Baldridge sale coming up in North Platte, Nebraska on June 28th. Judd and Denise, you know, arguably one of the top five branded programs in the business. Everyone probably knows that knows me. I am prejudiced because he was my first boss, and we are good friends, and I continue to learn to this day from him. He became one of our clients about 12 years ago, and it's just great helping and being part of expose his cattle to the marketplace. Fabulous cattle, great balanced cattle, huge cow families that just have established themselves. They got a real unique part of their book, and you look in the back of their book, they're kind of broken down by state, and I'm sure it's not all of them, but they do their best to bring all the success stories that have happened with their genetics across the country. You and I have talked many a times. That's what branding's all about. Not so much what your animal does for you, but what it does for other people. And boy, they've established a track record that is phenomenal. So great offering, huge offering, over 200 live head donors, bred donors. They got a unique deal there, summer calver, a lot of summer pairs selling that can roll into falls, give you a lot of options, summer yearlings that can roll into falls and serve as a donor in the late summer and early fall. And then they've coupled that with Nebraska Land Days, have some of the greatest country acts coming. It's kind of an event, Amanda. I mean, he feeds you like crazy. I mean, the food is fantastic. Creekstone, I think, really supplies the beef. And, if you know Judd, you know that he is a connoisseur of great food, and he wants to make sure that people are fed well and get every part of what the experience should be. And him and Denise do a great, great job at it. So offerings up. I mean, the book's up. Videos are going to be done quickly. Not sure when you're going to get this up, but we'll be ready to roll come the 27th and 28th of June. So very, very exciting.
Now, talk to me a little bit about the mentality. If you were a buyer right now, there's always those guys, like cattlemen. I feel like there's two camps, the ones that see the glass half empty. Like, yes, we're in the lowest cow numbers we've seen since the 1960s. There's no heifer retention happening. Like, guys are exiting the business left and right. But then there's the guys that are glass half full that are, when everybody's exiting, that's where the opportunities lie. I'm going to go in the other direction. I guess, what is kind of the mindset you're seeing of the buyers right now, where they're kind of buying on a high, a peak of the market? Are you seeing some interest in retaining, building up herds again? Or are the guys that are pretty well established just wanting to increase their volume? Like, what is the mindset of the buyer in the seats right now?
I think it's twofold. And I think it's changing every day, Amanda, to be frank. I think people are healing up very quickly. I think culls, look at what you get when you take a cull in, or when you get a bull that's, got a bad foot or something. Look at the check you get back just for the meat in these cattle. And that is healing up a lot of people. But that also means people are peeling out their problems. Anything that's a problem to them is going to town, which takes away from the cattle numbers. So you and I have a consulting business. So one of the great parts about consulting is that you gauge your ownership on what their wherewithal is. Pretty frequently, we advise people, don't get outside your risk level. If there's any time to maybe push your risk level a little bit and be aggressive, it's now. And it's because there are so many excellent avenues out there, even to access the end product of selling your back end of your calf crop direct, and we have, we started Bid on Beef. It's just that, I mean, it's another avenue that you can do it yourself, which I think as we see, and what part of this podcast will be about is, and especially you talk about it a lot, be your own advocate. Well, your own advocate also goes way past words. It goes to actions and your business. And when you can take that and you can have control of every last pound that you raise, man, you're in a driver's seat. And I can tell you from what I see in my travels, consumption, activity, wherewithal to own, I've never seen it better. I've never seen it better. And I think, so going back to your original point, if you can build your inventory, the only way you take advantage of a great market is have inventory. Other than that, you become a commentator. I always tell even my sons when we meet here in the morning, be the one they're commenting about. There's plenty of people in the seats having an opinion, got no problem with it. But boy, be the one they're commenting about, and life can get pretty good, especially in the cattle business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is exciting that Baldridge sale, again, going back to that, is a must attend event. Bring the family. Yes, it's a great offering, great people, lots to do. It's kind of become like a must.
Everything's there, Amanda. Yes, everything's there. Everything the business should be will be there.
Absolutely.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus. With its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract, BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at bioreg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you
by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at ck6consulting.com and ck6source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless.
And you have an event coming up at Reverse Rocking Our Ranch June 13th. What do you have going on?
We don't have a lot going on. We just throw a party. I mean, you know, look, I enjoy people. I enjoy steak. I enjoy music. We think we have some of the great sunsets in the West. We think we got a beautiful ranch. We just do an open invite. You know, I put it to you this way, we're going to be there because my boys probably need a little time off more than anybody.
Yeah.
And we're just going to put a band on and we're going to serve a lot of food and have a lot of drink and watch a lot of kids run around and have fun. I don't care if you're in Pennsylvania. I don't care if you're even in the cattle business. If you want to come out and hang with us and experience the West and talk life, man, we'd love to have you. I mean, it's just awesome. What it is. So we do it every year and we're going to continue to do it as long as we're here and as long as we're sustainable. So, we're going to keep doing it.
He says that tongue in cheek, by the way, sustainable. Yeah. That has become a word that has been hijacked, not for promoting the environment and being a good conservationist, of which American cattle ranchers are already successful at. Instead, it's become a mechanism for control and attack on your private property rights. And you and I have had many long discussions about that as it relates to land and to livestock. And having the American cattle rancher understand that they have all the leverage in the world. If you have the ability to feed people and you have the land and you have the cattle to raise that great beef, you have everything that outside sources want to have access to. And so the debate becomes, do you open the door to let them get a foothold? Do you go to the table so that you're not on the menu, so that you're part of the discussion? And I think that leads us into the big topic of the day, what everybody's talking about on the internet. And that is this recent partnership with Angus and the Bezos Earth Fund. So Chris and I, if you guys want to go back and listen to the original episode in April, Chris blew the whistle on this. He traveled to Australia talking about it on multiple podcasts. And now it's kind of just ignited a firestorm online. So Chris, I guess brief synopsis, bring us up to speed. What happened? And then let's talk about timeline of events after that.
So I think through the American Angus Association and their foundation, and one of the issues about this, Amanda, is I still don't know all the facts. I'm not sure many people do. Either they were solicited or they heard and saw about the $27 million fund that was put up by the Bezos Foundation, Bezos Earth, whatever it is. But Jeff Bezos, who has, looks to me like they've affiliated themselves with the Methane Hub, which I think does some of the sorting of where this money should go. And, you know, and as you research them, frankly, Amanda, they look like an activist group for climate change. They actually use the word activism and government, and couldn't find the word producer in there, but I could find those, you know, so that from what I understand, the American Angus Association Board of Directors, either through executive committee or overall to the board, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, I've had people tell me it was through executive committee, made a decision to take the $4.85 million in through the foundation as part of doing a research product that they say is based off of, I believe, a dairy study that showed that certain genetic lines of cattle or certain animals, you know, can emit 30% less methane into the atmosphere. So that is what they have said. That is what is on their statement, why they took the money. And I think from that point on, I think a lot of people have been able to look at the situation, the facts, how the decision was made. They have made up their own mind on what they think this situation is for them, what they think the situation is for the association. Like never before, I can honestly say that they have voiced that publicly. You know, rural people generally would like to be left alone. They would like to stay to themselves. They would like to, you know, wherever their dollars go, they're hoping and praying that those dollars support them. And I think in this instance, there's an incredibly large amount of people that feel like this wasn't on their best behalf.
Right. And Angus did put out a statement here, and I'll link to the full statement so you can read it. But they say that AGI was approached by a group of beef industry researchers, not from the United States, but from Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and Ireland, to participate in a research project studying the influence genetics has on methane emissions and its relationship to feed efficiency, lifetime performance, and beef quality traits. One of the things that stuck out to me is they made the comment, obviously, this is a complicated topic and one that can be filled with strong emotions. And Chris and I talked about that because I've heard this a lot in my private property rights battle in South Dakota, that the landowners, as their land is being seized through eminent domain, are too emotional. And to me, it's passion, it's purpose, it's understanding what you're trying to do. And you can see an attack on your livelihood happening. And the same thing is happening here. And so it's a little bit of gaslighting to say, oh, our membership is too emotional, when the membership have paid their dues, the membership have built the database, the membership have submitted the DNA, the membership has collected all that information. And AGI is opening the door to Jeff Bezos, who, by the way, I read this article the other day. I'm going to pull it up. Jeff Bezos, ironically, is spending $9 million on a cow fart vaccine. He has invested $9.4 million into developing a vaccine to reduce methane emissions from cow flatulence, a major source of climate change. And so it's interesting to me that the conversation or the proponents of this are saying, well, we have to be at the table to have these discussions. And yet this guy, through his words, through his deeds, sees cattle as a problem and somehow believes in this whole climate change myth. Single-handedly, Angus is serving up that database to someone who doesn't have our best interests at heart. And so you've been a strong advocate talking about the implications of this, as well as several others. There's a petition out right now with 2,300 signups right now. But I guess, Chris, what kind of feedback are you getting from people? There was a 2021... a video of you speaking at an Angus board of directors meeting kind of about this topic. And so you've been pretty consistent that this is leading the Angus breed and the cattle industry down the wrong path. I guess, what's the feedback you're getting and what's your message today?
Yeah, I'm glad somebody found it for one. You know, yeah. It did resurface, but I like to be consistent, right? I like to be a man of my word. And that's what I told him that day, because that's who I am. It's how I was raised, what I am. You know, one thing on the emotional part, just real quickly, I leave emotion for people I love, right? I mean, that's where my emotion comes from. When it comes to business, when it comes to what we're dealing with here, I really lean on truth and logic. That's what I really lean on. So I'm passionate about truth and logic. The good Lord asked me to seek it. And that's what I do in business and my personal life. What I saw here was illogical steps that lined up that made it really not possible for me to continue looking at this, because I don't want to. The left and the progressive have a great tactic, Amanda. They want to get you into the debate and establish a truth. I don't even believe in their truth here. I don't believe in climate change. I don't believe that methane is a detriment to the world. Right. I believe God made a planet here to grow souls that is not impactful by man. That's what I believe. And so you're not even going to start me from the beginning of your argument. And this is why, you know, one of the big things right now that we're looking at is their defense is we have to be at the table. Well, I don't need to be at the table, because I already know what they believe and I know what I believe. And I know that they can find whatever I believe here. It's what I believe. You know, I'm not going to be there to capitulate and say, okay, maybe we're down to 15% methane, right? That's just not where I'm at on this issue. And I think right. that's where a lot of people are at. And I think yep. that's important to know that, and we see the feedback on there. There's a lot of people that don't believe in this premise and right. it strikes them to their core. And I think that's where I'm at with it. I think those are important. The feedback has been extra positive on our stance. But look, people that are on the opposite side of me, they're not going to call me either, Amanda. I mean, they're right. they're not. I haven't, right. you know, I don't get those calls. Sometimes, and very rarely I do, but I have not heard from the board. I have not heard anybody from American Angus Association, because frankly, I think they know how I feel about it. And yep. And I know how, you know, their action is done. I said the other day, I did another podcast, I'm not going to judge anybody's heart. My job is really to judge the actions and the either detriment or benefit to myself, my family, and my yeah. clients. What I'm doing right now is I'm gauging that this could be very, very detrimental to this way of life, which is mine and my yeah. clients. Yeah. And I am going to do what I can to speak up for it, fight for it. And however the result lands, I'm going to have to deal with it either way. And right. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it if I lose. I still got to pray about that and see how I go forward. But, you know, this is one of those things that, I believe is to my core as it relates to population control and anti-life agendas.
Yep. You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt, exactly as nature made it. It contains 60-plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the Deluxe Chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it.
Well, I have to comment on the comment saying, I don't know what I'll do if I lose. I think you've already won by default of sharing the truth and activating family cattle ranchers that are saying, hey, I don't see how this is a pathway to increasing profitability for the American Angus breeder. I don't see how getting into bed with basically environmental extremists somehow helps to keep families on the land. I don't see a world where we're selling dollar methane bulls at a cattle sale. And that's something that the market actually wants. And they're trying to shape it and spin it as an efficiency thing. But the devil's in the details on that too, because what's the most efficient cattle operation? It'd be like a beef on dairy thing in a big old feedlot that's like a factory owned by a big corporation. You and I wouldn't even need to exist in that world. And yet in the beef cattle industry that we know and love, we know that the United States is diverse in terrain and environment and that no two beef operation is the same. We know that if we dial in the genetics and the feed and the nutrition and the health, we can produce a superior protein source that's undoubtedly the best on planet Earth. And we know that it is our turn to get paid for that. And so when we see associations turning their backs on the core values of we're supposed to be here to serve the producer, not to line our pockets with pet projects based on a Green New Deal initiative that admits the premise that cattle on the land is bad. Frankly, in my study of all of this, this isn't free market capitalism at all. Because things like the Inflation Reduction Act, the Green New Deal, even within provisions of the Big Beautiful Bill that I'm fighting here in DC, certain pieces of it that will put billions and billions of dollars into the pockets of the billionaire class, while absolutely not helping the American people and adding trillions to our nation's debt. At the end of the day, this is the exact same playbook. And if we really boil it down, it is a private property rights issue because your cattle are yours. Your data is yours. You've paid for it. You have the leverage and, quite frankly, spin it how you want. But being at the table with people who, number one, didn't build the table. Number two, yep. They haven't earned a seat at the table to have the discussion. And number three, they're coming at you with the premise of a lie. I don't see how this helps the American Angus producer at all.
Well, from a functionality running a business standpoint, it can be very, look, at the end of the day, when the American Angus Association has access really from anywhere that you can access the numeric display of the genetic capabilities of your animal. And it's been to this point, it's been all, a lot of performance traits, a lot of phenotypic traits, right?
Yeah.
If the goal here is to put an EPD on methane excretion from an animal, the government and obviously billionaires like Mr. Bezos have already made a footprint in this.
Yep.
And that data is accessible to them if they want it by a third party verification of the American Angus Association. Yep. Say you have a herd that runs in the bottom percentile of the breed for methane EPD. Say there's a methane EPD. Do you think that exposure to a lot of people go to the government office to get subsidies, right? What if that office finds out you're bottom 90% for methane? That some lady or man in that office finds out that that little herd out there that maybe you run across and have a problem with, maybe on a coyote or a fence line or something like that. A little bit like the things that we saw on the people that just, what was the people you knew up that had the fight for land up there?
The mods.
Right? It kind of built, right? I mean, it showed that it got personal, right? And it showed that there was a guy that used leverage of the government against these people, right? So this has already been a possibility. So what if the public exposure of your methane excretion through the third party verification of the American Angus Association is accessible to the methane hub?
Yep.
What do you think the methane hub's going to do with that data? You think they're going to let it go? You know what? Go review their website. Go review what these people think. And you tell me if they'll let you be. And this is the thing we've talked about often too. Good people that we represent in our consulting or good people like that are in rural America, for the most part, Amanda, they want to be left alone. They want to run their business. It's one thing that really corporates have really taken advantage of the producer in, right? It's our responsibility to stick up for ourselves. And, frankly, rural America has not done a very good job at that, but my overall point is people that are progressives, they don't leave you alone. And that's exactly what this is, Amanda. They're not going to leave us alone as it relates to methane. And guess what they used? They used an association that was supposed to be our advocate to possibly put it on our data on how we run business. That is how they work.
Yep.
That is their instrument and tool by which they get you to comply.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm fighting for. I'm not fighting for methane or lack of methane. I'm not fighting for cows. I'm not fighting. I am fighting for liberty, property rights, and the American people. Our business is not unlike any other business. Look around and see what has gone on with people that have invited government and these kind of things into their lives. And it's not good. It's not good, Amanda. And I know it's not good. And then from a functional standpoint, it narrows the genetic base by which we can market our cattle. It takes all the emphasis to the data, which I think a lot of it to be not verified. And it takes away from the people calling the breeder. I'm a people person. I like people. I like breeders. That's why I think the good Lord created me. And I think he wants me to impact people. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to impact good people. And I think from a functionality standpoint, from a business standpoint, there's not a lot of difference in these animals. There is in certain traits, but nobody spends any time on the fruition of a 1 to a 2 in whatever performance EPD. We don't get that data, right? I mean, we only get the front end that everyone chases after. But I think on the fruition of a lot of this stuff, there's not a lot of difference. So the paper chase, I think, on a lot of these things, I would like to become more verified and more descriptive of the animal rather than a projection or a prediction of what might be. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff forward to that needs to be verified. The last thing we need to do, I think, is take staff, dollars, and time and chase methane. That's my personal view.
Right. Well, as we've talked about before, just from a faith-based perspective, it's, again, we're trying to manipulate God's design. And God perfectly created a beef animal to convert non-edible cellulosic material like grass and convert it into the most nutrient-rich protein source on planet Earth, and plus 100 byproducts that enrich our everyday lives. And to try to manipulate that in a way is counter to that truth, to counter to that design of God's. But, you know, more importantly, I guess I have to ask, is the market demanding this? You know,
well, we have been on beef, Amanda, right? So we've been in this thing for a year. I don't know how many, you know, I don't know. We have 100,000 pounds of meat, we've done. And how many, our emails are open, our phones open, thousands of customers, dozens of clients, and not one call about the cow, not one.
Right.
Not one call about emissions, not one call about anything that the news likes to squawk about. Actually, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. I think most urban people are like you and me. I got to be honest with you. I think they're just like us. I think they just want to own a great product and have as little problems as possible, get it to their doorstep. And you know what? If you seem like a good guy and you seem like a good lady, I'm just going to buy it from you. I mean, simple as it gets. And I think these other things are full of agendas. I think they're full of job preservation. I think they're full of greed. And that's just not who rural America is. That's just not. I mean, we're just survivors. That's what we like to be. That's who we are. And we just want to get to the next day and possibly leave this thing for our kids. That's as simple as our life gets, really.
That's right. And we're complicating it because a $4 million carrot gets dangled in front of us. So, you know,
brought to our footstep.
Right. And it really is leading us to our demise if you play this out. And going back to like the climate scores or the methane scores and how it can be used against you, we're already seeing that in other countries where your ESG score, your environmental social governance score, or your DEI, your climate footprint, that is being used against you for even access to capital, to money. And so the banks can almost deny you your operating note if all of a sudden you're not green enough for the
powers that be. That was coming, Amanda. If we didn't, if Donald Trump didn't win in November 2024, we would all be looking at that. We would all be looking at our ESG score. You go on the methane hub right now and they're trying to develop a satellite that'll fly over your ranch and they will take infrared vision of it and score how much methane your ranch is putting out in the atmosphere. You take that data and you give it to a government that thinks they need a food chain and that they think they need some of the property. They're going to use it. They're going to use it. And then Methane Hub gets a big grant to do it.
Yep.
And I think that's their motivation. I'll be honest with you. I don't think Jeff Bezos, I don't think the Methane Hub care one bit about climate change. I do think they believe in their job. And I think they believe in what fuels that. And what fuels that is selling a fear. And they sell fear. They're really good at it. I'm not afraid. I am never been more energetic about the market. Never felt better about it. Didn't come for all the right reasons, Amanda. But there's a lot of people that survive this thing. There are experts in genetics, in Angus, that are doing their business the best I have ever seen. And I think it is go time. I'm not going to let this bring me down. I'm not going to let this fight. Man, in fact, it's going to fuel the fight because I want to continue that market. I mean, I want that market to stay. I want it to be good. I want it to be free. I want all those things to happen. And I want an entrepreneur to, I want more entrepreneurs in this. I want more cows. I want more people. I want more ranches. I'm with Elon Musk. We need more people. We need young people to get married, young Amanda. We need to have them have a pile of kids because it is a great life. It's a great life. And that's what I want. And that's what I'm fighting for. And that's part of my gig. So that's what I'm going to do. So.
And I think that's a great mission. And I think the work will continue. Our buddy John O'Day had a funny comment here where he's like, American Angus saw what Bud Light did and said, hold my ribeye. And, you know, he said it tongue in cheek and laughed because obviously the pushback on this decision to the association has been great.
But it's funny you bring that up because we talked about that the other day. Two, how does a disconnect happen, right? So yep. Only thing I really know how to do is reference Jesus Christ on truth. Yep. And if you look at it, man, from his time he was 8 to the time he was, I think, 30 or 31, there was really only one time that we know of his life, and that's when he was preaching in the temple. Where was he the rest of the time? You know where he was the rest of the time? He was working with his dad. That's where he was. He was learning life. He was boots on the ground. He was a builder. He was learning all these things that he was going to take him to that. And I think that's where we've gotten a little bit in rural America. And that is the people that have been our advocates, good people. I'm not saying they're not. I'm saying there's a lot of people. I don't judge hearts and minds. I judge actions and results. And good people, Amanda, they don't have our experience. You know, when the university of wherever needs hay, they go to the board and get money to buy hay. You know where I got to go? I got to go sell. And I think that's the difference in life, right? I mean, I think the difference in life is, you know, who leads you? There's only one lead. There's two leaders in my life, Jesus Christ and Mrs. Earl, right? That's who leads me. I find the truths in that and in business. So I think in business, I have great mentors in business that I talk to on a regular basis. And I do that. And guess what? All these people do what I do, Amanda. Yep. They all do what I do. And they face the challenges that I face. And that wisdom I get from them helps me make better decisions. I'm not saying there's not a role for an association. I'm not saying there's not a role for government. But for me, those are servant-minded positions, not leadership positions. I look for them to serve the people. Checks only go one way, right, Amanda? Taxes only go one way in. Dues only go one way in. I've been a big proponent of if you're the check writer, you should be served. And I think that's the way I've run my life. And that's the way I will continue. And hopefully we can get this ship back to where, you know, we all work as a team and we're doing what's best for Evis, and it moves slower. You know, I think transparency and debate make the ship move slower, which is good for the producer, which that's is good for the producer, what it should be. I think better decisions are made.
Absolutely. And what I was going to say too about the association making what I believe is a grave misstep is association can do what it wants, but I would venture to guess that there has been an economic impact negative to the American Angus producer in this country, because I've seen chatter online, commercial guys are saying, I'm not going to buy any more Angus bulls. So that is a verifiable way that this decision is hurting the ranchers that actually feed and supply and support this association.
So, I'm going to say, and I agree with you at a point, but remember, you know, my life's in the transaction. That's where my life's at. And I'm not saying the American Association hasn't lost people, but they will gain people too. And what I'm saying is at the end of the day, I believe in the producer and I believe what they do. And I think very, very, very few people will make decisions on the American Angus Association. I think most people will make decisions on trusting the producer and loving the product. And I still believe that. If that changes in my life, if that changes where people are, you know, that kind of thing, I better go find something else to do because I've preached about people and genetics my whole life. Right. So, you know, and I hope it doesn't. I hope this thing flourishes. I'm praying for a good end to this thing. And I think come the fall and the spring, we got a fabulous market. I don't think anything can interrupt it. And I think as long as we get this thing rectified to where, you know, we don't bring a social agenda into what is a simple breed registry, I think everybody can perform a great service and a great job.
Well, I can't think of a better way to wrap up this show. Again, there is a petition that you can sign. It's an urgent call to return the $4.85 million grant from the Basil's Earth Fund, because frankly, there is no free lunch. I will link that below. I guess, Chris, any parting words?
No, I'm optimistic. I just love the market, Amanda. I want to leave this thing. And, you know, these things go on. These debates will always go on. And these actions will always go on. And the bottom line is, this shouldn't get to this point for many reasons. More people need to speak up, you know, and more people need to be conscious of what people have as an opinion. And I think if we can get both that, these things will get fewer and we'll be able to do the job that great people are, you know, we got enough hurdles in the country to get over. We don't need more. We don't need people to bring them on us. We don't need to bring them on ourselves. And I think if we do that and humbly work hard and humbly accept our checks and humbly give advice and that kind of thing, it'll all be good because of that guy up on the wall back there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And on behalf of Chris Earle and myself, we'd invite you to check out our new beef brand, All American Angus Beef. Our next auction will be held on June 10th on bidonbeef.com. Registration is easy. You get to choose the cut, choose the price, and we'll deliver it straight to your door. So go check it out at bidonbeef.com. And of course, we will continue to unfold this story as it plays out. This was a very highly requested follow-up show to give an update to the listeners on what is going on. So thank you so much for the time, Chris.
Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it. God bless.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the heart of rural America.